This is KCUR 89.3. For 25 years, Kansas City's New Era Contemporary Chamber Ensemble has been performing brand new music, some of it by composers who live here. KCUR's Julie Deniche has the latest on what's become a long and productive conversation between area musicians and composers.
It's Sunday night in the darkened sanctuary of Central United Methodist Church at 51st and Oak. Three musicians, a violinist, a cellist, and a piano player, are rehearsing The Road Is All by local composer Ingrid Stolzel. She's driven in from Lawrence, where she's an assistant professor of composition at the University of Kansas.
The next place would be just at the end of that section. We were not feeling the rhythm together. Maybe that same measure.
Stolzel was a young composer just out of school when she got involved with an eclectic group of musicians. Back in the early 90s, they were eager to play cutting-edge music by brand new composers. So they got together and formed New Era. The group has premiered more than 80 works over the years, and the number of musicians and instruments varies with each piece they perform.
It certainly filled a void, and we would have large audiences for this kind of event, 200-300 people coming to a New Era concert, contemporary music, and the ink was sometimes barely dry. That's the kind of compositions that would be performed, and it's exciting to be at a world premiere and to get to talk to a composer, and certainly it really filled a gap, and it still does.
New Era's premiere of The Road Is All 10 years ago was an important musical moment for Stolzel.
As I was growing up with New Era, there would be people in the audience that had heard new pieces of mine, being performed every season. And I remember an audience member coming up to me afterward and saying, "This is it."
These days, though, New Era isn't so new. James Moberly is now a retired professor at UMKC's Conservatory of Music and Dance. Moberly worked closely with the ensemble as composer in residence in the late 90s. New Era commissioned Moberly's A Hint of Mischief in 1999.
Well, you got to be good friends with them because they were always the same group of musicians that you were working with. You knew what made them smile when you wrote for them. So there's a kind of a camaraderie and closeness that makes the writing process simultaneously more effective and more intimate and even more interesting.
Each performance is a unique collaboration between musician and composer in ways that are sometimes surprising.
Music being a fairly imprecise language, despite the specificity of what goes into a score, there's still an enormous amount of room. I learned not to go into a rehearsal with expectations of what it should sound like, but rather to listen and be occasionally shocked, but more often just interested and intrigued with the way in which pieces are interpreted.
And as the ensemble celebrates its 25th year, there are many new faces, like Charles Dickinson on piano. He came on board in February. Dickinson says he's often nervous when the ensemble rehearses with a composer.
Well, I don't know about other musicians. I become very self-conscious. And usually the first time I'm performing for a composer is not the best because it just makes you second-guess everything. That's, kind of the first step. But then after that, it just becomes very inspiring. And then usually by the end of my time with that composer, it's just so much easier to play, and I feel like I understand the music so much more.
That process has specific rewards for musicians.
I love going to see a Beethoven symphony, but Beethoven's Seventh Symphony is always going to sound like Beethoven's Seventh Symphony.
It often means using techniques Beethoven would never have thought of, like reaching into a piano and plucking a string.
Nothing is more exciting than getting a brand new piece of music and just having the chance to have it go at it and just hear the new sounds that have never been heard before.
Who knows? Maybe some of the Kansas City composers New Era played 25 years ago will someday be as well known as Beethoven. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deniche.
New Era Contemporary Chamber Ensemble presents its 25th anniversary concert tomorrow night. You'll find more information and photos at kcur.org/arts.